Okay, so I wanted just to fill in a prior to here, which is that we were talking about Dvarim B'Teilim, speaking of Dvarim B'Teilim. So we find in the Mishnah in Avos, Sicha B'Teila. Sicha B'Teila means words which have no telus at all. It's just read, not even talking about schmutz, but just no telus at all. No one gains anything at all from what's being spoken about, what happened, what took place, what will take place. That's Sicha B'Teila. And that's also even in a basic Knesset that tonight was made. And even for those people that learn the Bikvis, which have certain Eterim, also, this would be Aser. Now, words which have a Teilus, like the Tzarech Parnasa, speaking about different things that have a Teilus, giving someone a shopping list to go shopping for him, something like that. So the Teres Chaim is Medayik from the Din, it's Mutter to call your friend out. He says, you see, it's Mutter to speak these. And other Paiskim also bring this down, that that's not called Dvarim B'Teilim. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Beis, B'Shem the Prim Gadim, Eishal Avram Aleph, want to ask it because Sicha B'Teilim is also even outside the Beis Medrash. So what's the Chiddush that in the Beis Medrash Dvarim B'Teilim is also? Must be even things that have a Teilus. And that's based before in the Aruch Shulchan also, and other Paiskim, that even if there's a Teilus, still you shouldn't speak about it in the Beis Medrash. However, the Aruch Shulchan's Malamitzchos, on those that do speak Dvarim which have a TLS, when the shul is built on Tanai, because then it's not considered like Kalas Roish. It's not considered Kalas Roish. And the Mizgeres, the Shulchan, appears on the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, he says that those that learn the Beis Medrash Mikviyas, it's mutter for them to be Seimachan on this Heter also. So therefore it comes out that what these Paiskim are doing is they're borrowing the Heterim that we saw by eating and drinking, where we said that if there's a Teilus for it while you're learning to drink the coffee, to eat, even if you don't live in the Beis Medrash, or for those that live in the Beis Medrash, there's a Heter for them to eat and drink there. And they're bringing it over to also to Dvarim, the Teilim, that where there's a Teilus to these words. Again, divrei mitzvahs rishon mutter, even if they're not Torah and Tefillah, but the tzorach mitzvah, like cheshbonis mitzvah, like tzedakah, that's mutter. The sheilas shalom to ask how someone's doing is also mutter in the Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash. The Pais can bring down, they bring a Rashi and Makas, Chav Gimon Beis. It's also mutter if you see a tzorach to ask your friend how he's doing, if it's more than just hello or how you doing, but to be mechazikim, or if the Beis Knesset is missing something, you can speak about it. These are things which are teilus dikwah for the mitzvah, for the Beis Medrash, for the Beis Knesset, which are mutter in the Beis Medrash. But then you have the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Arizal, that the Arizal wouldn't even speak words of Musa and Tshuva and all that, because he was afraid that will lead into the Vechol. But again, the minhag pashut is to be matir. Number one. Number two, I wanted also to mention there's a tshuva of Moshe, Arachayim Chelik Alfsim and Memhei, where Rav Moshe over there writes, he says, we mentioned that there's a machlekes of Rishonim already, what's called a Suda's mitzvah that's allowed in the shul. So Rav Moshe says over there, Kimdumani, it seems to him that in many places they're knowing to be mekel av shalom b'shasat chak, even not b'shasat chak. Right? You know, as we say b'shasat chak, there's for sure room to be mekel. But he says, I see people being mekel even shalom b'shasat chak. For example, eating shal shudis, right? This is a very common example. Many shuls, they have tzudah shlishis on Shabbos in the shul. So, he says, even though it's not tzarech gadol, everyone could really go home and eat. But still, nagim kemad b'chol mekayim is la'atir. Since va'af las is mishta b'kriyas achasan and bar mitzvah, right? You make a suda, you make a mishta, a kiddush, right? People make kiddushim for when the chassan gets his aliyah or the bar mitzvah bracha, and we're not to be mekel. She says, even though it's not borrowed that this is called a mitzvah, but still we find that people are a mekel. Says, like eating and drinking on a yard site. So he says, in Cain, Mukhrachim Laima Shanogin Karashi Vagasashim Shemazrua Shemut al Tanaya Fil Yishuvan. Must be that with Saimach on these Rishayim that hold, even if it's not a tchak, that when it's made out tonight, you could be makel. Says, says, and even if in the earlier generations they didn't pass it like this, but nowadays that this is how people are knowing it became that this is the halacha. Again, you have to know when to say this, when not to. But that's what he says in Mari Dikaloshan over here. He says, Kimfurish in Rashi and Shabbos Daf Yud. That even by mini kedas yachib and mili derais, like matanais over there, and he brings down by rishis again, he brings down other things. Akoponim, Rav Moshe says, Komakim shasat chak vada yesh lipstick lahatib, when it's b'shas chak, surely he could be paskin to be matir, because this, even the Ramban and the Rajm and the Rana are mekel chedapasik of a shabrua, the bira, halacha. So this is how Rav Moshe comes out. If in Eretz Yisrael, like we mentioned, a Beis Knesset in Eretz Yisrael is mochamer, that's what seems from the Shulchan Aruch and Sifyat Aleph, that it doesn't help tonight in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Moshe also writes that over there, that in Eretz Yisrael, even B'shas Adchak, you shouldn't be mekel, you should not matter. Even though the B'alocha says that in Eretz Yisrael, you could be mekel. But again, the Olam is not to be mekel, even in Eretz Yisrael, based on the B'ir Halacha. You know, we bring children to shul, we give them pekalach to eat, to drink, to eat in shul. But again, it's for tzarech ha-mitzvah, in order that they should come to learn how to amen, and we encourage them, we give them prizes and things like that in shul. That sleeping in shul, taking a nap in shul, you know, I once had someone called me that he, I don't know exactly how this happened, but it's not such a chiddush for it to happen to a bacha. I think I got to shul more than once. The guys took buses to places and ended up in cities that they have no idea where they are, and they don't know anyone in the city, and the only place they could go to is on at night. There's no buses to get out of there, is to go into a shul and just push it, lay down on the bench, and there's his nashim, and get some sleep. So someone called me. This person knew that there was a din that you can't sleep in shul. So he was actually calling me to ask me if he could sleep in there's his nashim. It's taka real shah, because we find that the Isra is even a Shinas Arai. In a Beis Medrash where someone learns, so the Shach says, it's Mutta Shinas Arai. You can put your head down. And that's the way Rabbi Kivega and Sharetzin are assigned to this. The Chavis Yorin and Mekar Chaim learns that in a Beis Medrash where people learn, even a Shinas Keva, you can lay down on the bench and get a good sleep if you need it for your learning. But that's if you're doing it for your learning. So it could be our shuls are also in Beis Medrash nowadays. So Tam Chacham, what people learning it, bikvies in the shul or in the Beis Medrash, it's mutter for them to sleep even a Shinas Keva. Or another example is if you need someone sleeping there overnight to watch over the shul, so that would also be mutter because it's tzarech for the basic Knesset. But again, this guy who's stuck with no place to go to sleep or to hang out, I don't know if it's so pasha that he could go into the shul just to lay down. And unless we'll say the same thing we say, like when you're taking a shortcut or you're going to call your friend, maybe if he'll go in there and learn. But once he's there learning, but it's not his kvi, it's not his makim. So it's definitely not something that someone should fall into.
I mean, I thought that was the olden day minhag. Yeah. If an ani who didn't have where to stay came through town, he slept in the shul.
So what was that? Especially a shul. You're right. You just reminded me. The Gemara in Pesachim. Tosfos says the kasha in Pesachim. I just remembered. Anyone here? Tosfos in Pesachim. Let me look it up right now. By Kish Magum Suda, I just remembered that Tosfos is. How could the Gemara say that the Archim are sleeping in the shul and that's why we make Kiddush in shul? Yeah, let's see if I can find it. Right, he is. If I remember correctly, how can he eat and drink? I wonder if he talks about sleeping there also.
You remember what the Tosfos says?
Yeah, it's right in the beginning of Avei Pesachim. Let's see, Kiddush Magum Suda, which, let's see. Avei Pesachim starts with Tzadi Tes, right? So the come in. Wow, we.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Chaim David. Whoa, this is very
exciting. Yeah, he's actually reading through it. I'm just following words.
Okay, fine.
Maybe it's not as healing a package.
Yes, it is.
Shkoyach. Are you talking about anything else?
I don't, that's not my department. The Elam here knows how to order.
They're not ordering very long.
Yep. That's it. So now, okay, so yeah, you found the Tosfos, Avraham?
I'm not sure which Tosfos I'm looking for. I have a Gemara here, Grata, but I don't know which Tosfos. I haven't learned these sugyas.
1 second. Rav and Shmuel, 1 second. Where is it? Oh, yeah, I'm wasting everyone's time. Oh, here it is. Daf Kuf Aleph Amen Aleph. The Achlu V'Shastu V'Ganu B'Bei Knishtu. They ate, drank, and slept in the base of Knesset. Then time V'Amrin B'Pek B'nei Eir. But the Knesset is Ein Eichel Mem, Ein Shais Mem. I've got the Chiddush to Yishol Mitzvah Mutah. Dami Rishalmi. Kamagam Shein Shol Mitzvah. Shein Aser Afil B'Shal Bavol. Where they made tanoim, ein eichlemen. Yeshler the love that be bei knishta. Chadarim shei smuch le basic nes kar bei knishta. This is a good Tosfos to put down the notes. He says over here that in the side rooms, even though he says kar bei knishta, misham ha yushay me makedish ufi mashbash. Sounds like in the side rooms we have to see the get it that. If it means the Esnas Nashim, I don't know if the Esnas Nashim could be also Aser.
It was very shveri then on the minhag to sleep in the Beis Medrash, according to Tosfos.
Right. Well, so there we found some material, but for this guy who's stuck out there, thank you very much. This guy was stuck out there in no place. I don't know if it's even a heter for him to go into that Znashim to sleep here. Okay, this is what we got. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll start if the Shavuot, if the Nayach Kabbalah the Teira, Shkoyach, we'll start with Halachas of Sugya Zimra. Everyone should have a wonderful Yom Tov and Shabbos.